from KQED.
The deadline for DACA recipients to reapply for the program has passed. It was yesterday. The Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program is being phased out. Over the last 5 years, it allowed nearly 800,000 undocumented young people, a quarter of them in California, to be protected from deportation and go to work and school. For the undocumented, those simple acts, working and learning in a classroom without fear, are often described as coming out from the shadows. But in many cases, these undocumented kids were never in the shadows to begin with. The spotlight has always shined brightly on Timmy Wusu. Reporter Liz Gaines first saw it when they were in high school classmates together in Palo Alto. Liz brings us this story from the digital audio startup 60DB.
Timmy Wusu, everyone calls him Wusu, has a huge personality. Last year, on the day his daughter was born, he filmed a shot-for-shot remake of the opening scene from The Lion King, where they hold up the baby Simba and sing The Circle of Life. All the nurses and doctors were dancing along beneath his daughter. The video went viral. I grew up with Wusu in Palo Alto. We weren't friends, but in high school, he was the kind of standout guy that everyone knew. Star of the football team and super smart. He went to Stanford, made the football team there, and played briefly in the NFL. Then, in 2008, Wusu was offered a deal to play football in Canada.
And I called my dad and said, "Hey, I haven't ever seen my passport. I'm sure it's expired." He let me know why I couldn't go. He basically said, if you leave the country, you may not be able to come back.
That's because Wusu was born in Nigeria, not the United States, as his parents had led him to believe. They entered the country on a visitor's visa when he was 3 and stayed illegally. It wasn't until he was 23 that Wusu found out he was undocumented. But there was a saving grace. Her name was Maria. She and Wusu met at Stanford, and sparks flew. She went on to medical school in Chicago, and Wusu visited on her birthday and proposed. She accepted. Then at breakfast the next day, he told her he had some other news.
So he said, "Remember how I thought I would go to Canada to play football?" He said, "Well, it turns out I can't go to Canada. I can't leave the country because guess what? I'm not a citizen." And he said it with a big smile on his face. So I was like, "Are you marrying me for a green card? Is that why we're getting married now?" And he said, "No, that's the awesome thing is that I decided I wanted to marry you. And then I found out that I wasn't a citizen," which is kind of goes with his just positive outlook on everything.
Wusu joined Maria in medical school. They got married and he applied for permanent status based on her citizenship. On March 15th, 2013, a Friday, medical students across the country found out where they'd been accepted to do their residencies. Wusu was on his way to Harvard. Maria would be across the Charles River at Boston University.
And then I remember the next morning waking up and there was some mail that we needed to go through. And there was a letter, which we'd gotten many of these from USCIS, Immigration Services. And we opened it and it said that our petition to file for citizenship had been denied. Wusu was now in the country illegally and he needed to leave the country immediately. And I remember reading that letter on our kitchen table and just breaking down and crying and not knowing what to do.
Because Wusu had represented himself as a U.S. citizen, because he thought he was a U.S. citizen, he couldn't stay here legally, marriage or no marriage. For once in his life, it was hard to keep a positive attitude.
There's just been roadblocks at every stage. And it's like I couldn't have done anything better or tried to achieve more or proven that, like, this is my home and that I'm here to work and be a positive contributor to society. And so you're like, okay, well, like, I guess America really doesn't want me.
But there was one last hope. The Obama administration had just implemented the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals policy. DACA allowed Wusu to complete medical school and start his residency. After President Trump was elected, Wusu decided to reapply for a green card. He hired a lawyer who represents people like him, who unknowingly claimed citizenship falsely. This summer, Wusu got his green card.
Yay.
Yeah, 10 years after we originally applied, so.
Yeah.
In a role reversal, this time it's Maria who's seeing the bright side, that they could help other people with their story.
You have this brief sense of relief, but then really what you have after that is like, okay, fine. You know, thanks for not kicking me out. Was that really necessary? Thanks for also making me feel completely unwelcome when all I've been trying to do all this time is to be a positive light in society. It's just, I don't know.
Next year, the Wusus will be moving back to Palo Alto. He's accepted a sports medicine fellowship at Stanford.
Graduated from Stanford, we both have graduate degrees, have financial resources, and still, there were so many barriers to the process. We've spent tens of thousands of dollars. We've misfiled our own paperwork. He's had a lapse in his work permit. So to us, at this point, it's almost unimaginable that people that haven't had all of the privileges that we've had could navigate this system with any chance of being successful.
Or you might say the circle of life.
Yeah, I'm coming back. I'll be taking care of the football team. It's like a full circle.
For KQED News, I'm Liz Gaines.